Now in our worship, we pray for our world and for those in need. Let us pray. And today we pray especially for all who suffer as a result of war. For those who are injured or disabled, for the mentally distressed, for the homeless and the refugee, for those who have lost husband, wife, children or parents. We pray particularly for those suffering now in places of conflicts. We especially pray for those whose faith in God and in other people has been weakened or destroyed. We pray for God to raise up peacemakers and ask that the leaders of the nations will work together for peace. And for ourselves, we pray for great faithfulness, great courage, and great love. And we offer these prayers through him who taught us to pray for the coming of God's kingdom of peace, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Please join with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our final hymn is chosen particularly with Remembrance Sunday in mind. It is a traditional hymn for this season. It's found in Singing the Faith, number 495, or in Hymns and Psalms, number 673. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind. In purer lives thy service find, in deeper reverence praise.